In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here with you. We are in a very happy, joyful, fun, exhilarating, interesting, exciting mood. We would like to share our mood with you because in this mood of ease, we are a high vibrational match to any question that you have, to any issue you want to talk about, to anything that's going on in your life. We can see for your life from a very high perspective because our mood is elevated. And our mood is a vibrational match to joy. And in joy, we can't see your problems. We can't see your fear. We can't see anything other than the joy and beauty and interest and excitement and fun and fulfillment and satisfaction and expansion that you're going through. We see you at your finest because at every moment, you're at your finest. You're at the finest you can be in this moment, even if you doubt yourself, even if you have judgment about yourself. You might think, oh, I could have done that better. Oh, I could have made a better decision here. Oh, I should have done this. Oh, I should have said that. But you must understand that everything that comes to you is a vibrational match to who you are being. And who you are being just happens to be perfect in every moment. It just is perfect. To say that you could be different is just to resist how you're doing. And in that resistance, it's simply fear. Fear that you weren't being as good as you thought you could be. But there is no good. There is no bad. That's all a judgment based in fear. And so you can be comfortable laying on the couch, having an argument, feeling frustrated, being moody, and then remember what this is all about. And then come back to another state of being. A state where you can say to yourself, I prefer ease. I prefer to feel good. I prefer to be fun. I prefer to follow my interests. I prefer to do something I'm passionate about. I prefer to get involved and mix it up and explore and expand through contrast and birth new desires out of contrast. And then come back into alignment and then receive the inspiration that will take me to the next step. And not to have to know how everything's going to turn out or where everything's going to come from. Because we honestly implore you to understand that the past is irrelevant. The future is never going to come. All that's happening is how you're feeling in this moment. And if you can consciously choose to make it a little easier, to feel a little better, to have a little more fun, to be a little easier, and to release a little more fear, then life is just going to be smoother. And when life is smoother, you expand in joy, as you intended before your birth into this reality. You expand in joy. You think that you have to expand in suffering. You have to expand in contrast, and contrast must be bad. You have to feel negative emotion, and the negative emotion is a bad feeling. No. The negative emotion just lets you know where you're focused. That's all it is. It's not a big deal. You may have a little momentum built up where you assume the negative emotion is bad. It's a bad feeling that you're doing something wrong, that something wrong is going wrong, that things are turning out not like you expected, but in a way that brings up fear or triggers a limiting belief or is new to you or is unknown to you. But it's just the flow of your vibration interacting with the universal mechanism to receive a reality that is a perfect match to those beliefs that you have, to the attitudes that you have, to how you're feeling about yourself and the world around you, to who you think you are, and to how you're being. And in the moment, sometimes that doesn't look right. Sometimes it appears that it's going wrong. And so you feel negative emotion because the fear is it's going wrong. It's not going how I think it should go. But you have to give that up because you cannot know how it should go. Because you're not a vibrational match yet to the life you prefer. That you're on the way there now. But when you project in the future how things should go, you're doing it from this limited vibrational state. One that is not a match to where you will go. Does that make sense? So you can only imagine how it's going to turn out based on this lower vibrational state. As you raise your vibration, the new ideas come to you and they make more sense. And suddenly you go, oh, that makes more sense. That's how it should go. What was I thinking of before? Why was I struggling? Why was I stressing out? You need not stress out. It's all working out for you. If you could just get into that approach to life where you're living in the moment, where you're floating down the stream easily, where you're not battling against everything, and when you can see that more things are right than you thought they were, and all the things you thought were wrong are also right. If you can get there, well, this trip is going to be a lot more exciting, a lot more fun, a lot more interesting, a lot more joyful. Joyful, 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 joyful. Joyful just means ease, just means interest, just means fun, just means above the emotional horizon line. Just means you're taking it in stride. You're not being serious. You're not getting upset. You're not telling people they're wrong. You're not making people wrong. You're not proving yourself right. You're not defending yourself. You're not protecting yourself. You simply allow everything to be as it is and find the good in everything. Find the right in everything. Find the crystal, the diamond, the beautiful thing in everything. The beautiful thing in everything. There's a beautiful nugget in everything you do, every person you speak to, every scene you see, everything that's going wrong. There's something magical in that. So we ask you to find that diamond. Find the diamond in what you might call the pile of shit. And with that, we would love to see what's going on with you. Who would like to go first?
I would. This is Genevieve.
Hi, Genevieve.
Hi, Joshua. I wanted to talk to you about something what we see with our eyes. There was an experience I had a month ago when I went to Venice Beach, and when I first got there, I was focusing on the shops and the scenery and the beach and the people, and I was in a really joyful state. And then a few hours later, as we're leaving, one of the people that I was with was mentioning how this part of the beach is dangerous and sketchy. And then like my focus completely changed and I started to see the tent houses on the beach. And I saw this man who appeared to be pretty dangerous with this big dog and what I would perceive as sketchy people. And so it was an interesting experience to go from one, what I was seeing to what I then saw. And then yesterday when I was in yoga, I was super focused or in the zone and I didn't have my glasses on. I had taken my glasses off so that it can more easily feel my body. And at some point I'm looking directly in the mirror and I'm standing really tall and really straight and just trying to focus on alignment. And what I saw in the mirror was how my right side of my body appeared longer and stronger and more colorful, and my left side appeared shorter and dull and weak and almost handicapped. And it was the weirdest thing. for me to see, and I feel like I sound a little bit crazy explaining it because I've never seen it before. So I just wanted to ask you about that, like what we see and how.
Well, what you see is a filter through the lens of your specific perception of reality. That lens is colored and shaped by the imagination, the experiences, the beliefs, both beneficial and limiting, and the intentions you set prior to your birth, and who you are as a unique being. You picked up on this idea of duality, you and almost everyone else on Earth. Something is either good or bad. Something is beautiful or ugly. Something is right or wrong. Something is left or right. Something is strong or weak. Something is perfectly, beautifully formed or handicapped. So in your natural state, you will see the beauty, because in your natural state as a being based in love, you will see all things that resonate with love to you. When you are out of alignment or in fear, you will notice all of the things that align with fear, that make sense to you, that correspond to your belief system in fear. If you see or someone tells you that this area of the beach is sketchy, you tune into the fear-based aspect of the exact same scene that you had before. Had you not been influenced at that particular moment, you would not have noticed anything sketchy or scary. You would have seen the bright colors of the tents. You would not have minded it. You would have said that this is part of the environment. This is an interesting place to be. It doesn't have to be what I call beautiful, because I can change my opinion of beautiful. And in that ability to create and to determine for yourself what is based in love and what is based in fear, you can adopt an attitude of love. And so when someone says this area of the beach is sketchy and you notice homeless people, you are no longer triggered by the fear. Instead, you process that fear and you say, look at how they're living. Look where they get to live, on the beach in California. Mm-hmm. Who in the world gets to live here? They have perfect weather. This is probably the best location on Earth for homeless people. There is more wealth here. So there's more opportunity for free meals and pocket money and conversation with others and living a free life. So there's a positive spin on everything. And there's a negative spin on everything. The negative spin has to come from fear. And the positive spin has to come from lack of fear or love. Love, we would say, would be the absence of fear. Unconditional love would be the complete absence of fear. You can remove the fear or add the fear yourself. It's just how you choose to look at it. And so, you know, if you're noticing a part of your body that looks beautiful, well, then you are in that moment appreciating that in love, without fear. If you notice a part of your body that you do not consider beautiful, then you are looking at that in fear. Now, what would the fear be? What would the fear be? You always have to say, what is that fear? Is that fear rational or irrational? This is a inside job. You process your own limiting beliefs and your own fears internally. You either speak to yourself in a way that reduces the intensity of the limiting beliefs, or in a way that raises the intensity of the limiting beliefs. If you choose to speak to yourself in a loving way to reduce the intensity of the limiting beliefs, whether it's the homeless people on the beach or an aspect of your body or any other subject in your reality, you are aligning with who you truly are if you're talking to yourself in a loving way. If you're ramping up fear-based feelings and emotions and belief, if you're succumbing to them, if you're succumbing to the urges that you will attract in a lower emotional state of being, if you're not doing the work, if you're choosing to indulge in these types of this conversation with yourself that's not empowering, nothing wrong with that. You're just going to build a certain momentum and you're going to face manifestation events that keep reminding you that you have these limiting beliefs. Now, the reason this is interesting and fun to talk about is that you came here as an explorer with a very strong set of intentions. And the bulk of those intentions were based in love. You wanted to experience joy, express love, experience freedom, abundance, all the wonderful things. But there was something more that you wanted to explore in this lifetime. And so as you adopt fear throughout your childhood, adopt limiting beliefs, become fear-based, you know, you enter this reality as an infant, as a small child, you are free and natural and there is no fear. And then you adopt fear and adopt limiting beliefs, and this creates a trajectory. You go along your trajectory, and then you define preferences through contrast. You enter into situations you don't like, and this makes you bump up your limiting beliefs against the world, causes you to feel fear, and then, boom, you're on a trajectory towards that which came here to explore. Once you've created preferences, you can now stop and say, what do I prefer? And then work on those limiting beliefs, reduce the intensity of limiting beliefs, and receive inspiration to move towards where you want to go. And this is why it's interesting. This is why this topic is so fascinating. Because if you completely ignored your limiting beliefs and completely engaged in disempowering self-talk, well, then you're just going to be bumping up against manifestation events that are trying to alert you to the limiting beliefs your entire life. Bumping against manifestation events, ignoring them, bumping against more, ignoring them, bumping them against more. And here you are, where you have elevated your vibrations at such a point where you're traveling the world and you're seeing these sights and you're thinking about why you felt good here and why you felt bad here. And the feeling good is your indication that you're in alignment with your inner self who's feeling good also. And then the feeling bad is your indication that your inner self is not seeing this homeless thing as wrong, that this homeless thing as dangerous, that this is just part of the scene and it's all good and there is no wrong in any of it. And everyone's getting to explore reality as they did. So the duality is caused by you judging something good or bad, and the judgment always comes from fear. As you realize that there is no bad, that everything is right, that everything is good, that everything I'm seeing is for me, and even when I see a homeless person and feel bad, I can understand that in this moment, I'm choosing fear over love. I can go back to choosing love, and in choosing love, I see it from another perspective. And if you can do that, well, that issue is softened, and that limiting belief is dialed down. And you can do this all day long, every single day, with every single fear that comes up, every single time. You see a part of your body that looks fantastic, and you say, this part looks fantastic. And then you see a part of your body that you perceive in that moment to be less than fantastic. You can change your perception of that. And you say, this is part of the whole me, and this whole me is what gets me around, and I can do anything I want in this body.
Yeah.
How about that?
No, that's great. I wasn't judging it. I was just...
If you say something is bad...
Well, I wasn't saying it was bad, but it was bringing up the idea of like balance on in the body. And I've had this idea that I'm stronger, like certain aspects of me are stronger than other, or that I'm not, you know, using, like I'm using, accessing certain feelings and thoughts more than the other. And what comes to mind is like, do it, get it done, make it happen. And less of like, easy, flowing, everything's working out. So that's mostly what's come to my mind. And I've been inspired since seeing that to really think about bringing more awareness and power to, I'm like picking up my arm right now as I say this, to my left side.
So is there anything actually wrong with the left side, or actually handicapped, or actually, or is it perception?
Well, it feels, okay, it's a perception, but it honestly feels like less accessed or in a sense weaker.
Mm-hmm. In that feeling, is there any fear there?
No, there's no fear. It's more of a desire to for more alignment, more to work out, or to think about the what I'm carrying on the left side in my body. So working out resistance. So just a stronger desire for everything just to be more aligned.
Would other people notice it, or is it something you notice on your own?
It's something I notice on my own.
So it's your perception. Yes. So in the mirror, when you see yourself, do you see that it is separate from the whole?
Yes.
So you are detaching the left side from the whole.
I'm detaching my whole body from the whole. Like I see myself as an individual.
Well, that's true. You don't need to attach yourself to your body. That's for sure. In the noticing something that is less than perfect, does that cause you to want it to improve?
Yes.
Is there a problem that you're trying to solve?
No.
Is there an ideal you're trying to work towards?
Yes.
What is the ideal? What's the ideal then?
I have this vision or this idea in my mind that once I get all of the resistance worked out of my body, that I can just transmit more light.
Yeah. So here's what we like to say, that nothing is going to come to you once something gets done. Something gets done once it comes to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You're not going to get happy on Christmas Day. You're going to be happy now, and then Christmas Day will be happy.
Yeah.
The universe works by how you feel first and not by the reaction to something you see outside of yourself. So the five physical senses are very powerful and intense. They bring in so much information that it's overwhelming sometimes. But the physical reality that you experience is simply a reflection of how you've been feeling about yourself for a long time and how you're being in this moment. And so in order to see yourself as whole in a mirror, you don't have to work out. You don't have to do anything physically. You have to see yourself as whole, or your body as whole, your body is the way you want it to be. Now, feel good now, realize that everything is good now, and then allow for the inspiration to come to do it. There's a difference between seeing a problem and trying to wish for a solution to that problem and thinking that once the solution comes, then I'm going to feel good. The way it really works is once I feel good, the solution will come. And then the reality will show me how I'm feeling. Now, that may not make any sense to you, but that is the design of the system. The feedback mechanism of physical reality is just showing you how you're being. So if you are being split in two, say, you see a beautiful beach scene, and then you see a scene that's not as beautiful. You see a beautiful scene and an ugly scene. You see a safe scene and a dangerous scene. You see a strong part of your body and a weak part of your body. Do you see what we're trying to say here? That your reality is showing you that you are splitting your energy, that there are good and bad, that there is better and worse, that there is light and dark. And what we're trying to show you is that everything is whole now. you feel whole now and accept that everything is right now and that there is no wrong now, and get closer and closer and closer feeling that there is no wrong, it's my judgment of wrong. There is no right, it's my judgment of right. There is no good, it's my judgment of good. There is no bad, it's my judgment of bad. You be whole now, and then your reality is going to reflect your new approach to life. Your reality right now is reflecting your split approach to life, your dualistic approach to life. And you may not see that from where you're sitting, but we say, listen to this back later on, and you will hear it. Does everyone else understand where we're going with this here? Can you tell that in your reality, whatever you're receiving is not that it's bad, it's not that it's wrong, it's just that it's showing you, it's a reflection of your vibration, it's a reflection of how you're being. It's not bad to be dualistic, it's common to be dualistic. And your reality is showing you that. Now, when you become okay with everything as it is, with less resistance to anything, which we already say that you are very low resistance, very okay, things are going very well, that you have a wonderful life, that everything's fine. As you get into this less dualistic approach, you will see that from a higher perspective, that everything is okay, that everything is good, that if it wasn't this way, you wouldn't be here now, that if it didn't look like that, you wouldn't be there, that you can find the beauty in everything. You can find the perfection in everything. That's what you're striving for, is this moving away from this dualistic, good and bad kind of approach to life to an everything is perfect as it is approach to life. That's acceptance. Duality is part acceptance and part resistance. And you accept that which you believe is good and safe and fun and nice and aligns with your beneficial beliefs, and you resist that which brings up any fear at all. And even if you think it's not fear, the only way you could see it as anything other than perfection is due to a limiting belief which is being triggered by what you see, what you perceive with your senses, and that comes out as fear.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone like to add to that? To bring up something similar or something completely different?
Well, I was going to share some experience about being in the now that you talked about. Because over the past, I had a sense of clarity this weekend that I felt had never reached before. And that came on the back of last week. It's been the culmination of a few very busy weeks at work. And I ended up having to organize this event for this morning, Monday, of the last couple of days of the working week on Thursday and Friday. And there was a lot of work, there was a lot of parts involved, and I kind of lost myself into it. And by Friday evening when I left work, my mind was completely focused and obsessed with this. And my monkey mind was racing and imagining all the scenarios that could go wrong come Monday morning when the actual event was happening. And I just thought to myself, hang on, I'm not harnessing the power of the universe here. I need to rein it back in. And my priority became feeling good and just reverting back to just being in the now moment and feeling good. No, it was just feeling good at first. And so I didn't go out all weekend. I was just focusing on myself and meditating and doing fun things. And I really reached the stage. I had some stage. I really reached the stage where I'd never reached that level of clarity before, where the now moment was all that mattered to me. And I was in such a state of bliss last night, and this morning, when I was getting ready, I had to get up really early to catch a train to go where I was going for this event that was quite far away, and I was really focused on making every moment, even the fact that I was getting particularly early instead of being miserable because it was dark and cold. I was just celebrating it as an opportunity to see the world in a different manner and just really being staying in the moment. And the interesting aspect was that I couldn't care less if things didn't happen the way I was expecting at the event. My main focus was just maintaining that good feeling inside, and probably not everything went as I would have expected, but everything went well, and everybody was happy, and it was all fine and all good. But from a personal perspective, it was a real lesson in really harnessing that power of the now moment.
Well, imagine that. All that you do is get yourself into the state of bliss, and that you maintain the state of bliss. So in the state of bliss, you're open and receptive to any information that can come to you, whether it's your guides, your inner self, source of self, inspiration, or not. The inspiration that came to you was that it doesn't matter what happens, because if it all goes awry, and your worst fears are exposed, and that comes into your reality, then that's for you. It can't go wrong. It's impossible. The only thing that could ever go wrong, and it still wouldn't be wrong because there is no wrong, the only thing that could ever go wrong would be your anxiety and worry about it that will bring you to a state not to receive inspiration and clarity, but to receive urges to control things that are beyond your control, that need no controlling. So you get this opportunity to set up this event. You maintain a high emotional state of being. You do what needs to be done in the moment. You focus your mind on what needs to be done, not on what could go wrong, not on how things could lead to some unwanted outcome, but just whatever you can do in that moment. What can you do in this moment? How can you feel good in this moment? What's next? How can you feel good? What's next? How can you feel good? As you stay in alignment, everything goes smoothly. There's no panic. There's no alarm. You're in a state of calm. In a state of calm, you're this inspiration to everyone else. In a state of panic, you influence others to panic. They receive urges to change the conditions. They start thinking about the worst that could happen. They start seeing you in a different light. You see? So in a state of ease, you're all powerful no matter what happens. Even if the event crumbles around you, the building catches on fire, the waiters drop trays, the coffee pots explode. Even in that, if you stay calm, you'll be inspired to do whatever needs to be done in the moment. And then let the chips fall where they may. Because if it's going to go awry, and if it's going to lead to you're getting fired or getting reprimanded or getting demoted or getting whatever it is, right? That'll be for your benefit. So all you have to do is do what you can do, do what you're inspired to do, stay in a positive emotional state of being, and then watch from this higher perspective state of curiosity. That's where we're watching you from. We're like, how's he going to handle this? What happens when this comes up? Look how calm he's being. Look how everything's going smoothly. Look how he's expecting things to go smoothly. Look how he's not worried about anything. Look how he's being in alignment now, where in the past he might have been in fear. Look how far he's come. That's the higher perspective.
It's funny because I really felt like this is something I knew intellectually before, and I really felt for what I don't know whether that's happened before or if it comes and goes, but I felt there was a more visceral understanding of it, more of a knowing. I really felt in a bubble of bliss. I couldn't care less. I felt like I was able to maintain that balance. And I really, really want to apply this to the next, because I've got things coming up that could be recipes for disaster. I've got such a workload that feels like it's almost unmanageable in the next 2-3 weeks. And I just want to be in that state of mind and have faith that it's all, I'm going to be, get the inspiration to do whatever I need to do whenever I need to do it, and just have that trust flowing. And I felt quite excited this morning when I was on my way there, and it just being in that state of being, really.
That state of curiosity is exciting, where you are detaching yourself from any outcomes, where you're not saying that your worthiness is tied to the success or failure of this, that this is a cooperative event orchestrated by many others, and everyone has their fingers in the pie, shall we say. And some people are there to get a manifestation event, and some people are there to have reality show them something, and some people are there to be at ease, and some people are there in a state of curiosity, and some people are always going to be in a state of fear. And you manage your part, but the management is only your alignment, not anything else. Management, the only thing you can manage is your alignment. The only thing you can have control over is the thoughts you think. And so, as you say, it doesn't matter what happens. I'm going to do what I need to do to get this done. I'm going to maintain my state of alignment so that I can receive what I need to get this done. And then we'll let the chips fall where they may. And I'll enter this state of curiosity and fun and excitement and interest. And let's see what happens. And then the universe is going to say, are no past this with flying colors, not that there's a test, but we see the vibration is up at this level. Let's give him something more. Can he manage his vibration? Can he manage his alignment given this? We're going to throw that in there. Can he manage his alignment given this? And you'll say to the universe, I can manage my alignment. No problem. I'm good at this. I can get this done.
Yeah, but there was also the fact that I really focused on this, and I had nothing else to do. It was the weekend, and I completely isolated.
How smart!
I know.
How smart! But set things up so that you feel good.
Can I do that when I was very aware of the fact that that was the momentum that I built from being isolated from the rest of the world. But I think the true test comes in just maintaining that when it's day to day and the pressure piles up.
Sprinkle a little of something that may bring in fear. Sprinkle a little extra person in there. Sprinkle a little extra activity in there and see how you do. But don't go out and throw yourself into some other situation that's likely to capture your attention and take you out of your state of alignment, especially in the forefront of maintaining your alignment for something like this. But you can see that had you gone out and been with friends and gotten tired and did other things, it might have been more difficult to maintain the alignment. But the joy in maintaining that alignment and then seeing it through and being in the moment and feeling the bliss, that we would say that that likely surpasses anything else you could have done that this weekend. And now you can challenge yourself a little bit more and challenge yourself a little bit more and see how you do. But we would also say that possibly the old Arno might have not cared about his alignment so much and might not have thought about it so much and might have said, I'll go out all weekend long and I will get into a tired state and then I'll let myself drift off into doubt and fear. Mm-hmm. And then I'll receive urges to change the conditions. And then I'll and then I'll have a much harder time recapturing my alignment at early morning Monday. So we love the approach that you used. And we say, work on that and make it stronger and make it stronger, and then sprinkle things in. Very good. Excellent.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you. Who else would like to jump in?
Hi, Joshua.
Hello, Alette.
Hello. I have something, different, completely different, I don't know. I have the idea that I'm entering a new phase after now that my mom has moved and everything is, rather okay. And, I don't know what's next for me, so I'll just wait and see what's going to happen.
Excellent. Yes. As you said in the beginning, wouldn't it be nice if you didn't have to care what was coming next?
Yeah. But I so much would like to discover my talent or my passion. I don't know what it is, of course. And I have no idea. And I think there's a limiting belief or some resistance that's keeping me from finding out what it is. Because it's there.
Okay, it's there. So what are you judging as not being a passion? What is not a passion for you?
Translation.
Translation is not a passion.
No.
Excellent. It's nothing you're interested in. It's just something you have to do to make money to survive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is also not a passion that you do?
I don't know. Doing the administration stuff and the housework.
Housework is not a passion.
Not a passion, no.
And what else do you spend your time doing?
Well, that's pretty much it. I love yoga.
Uh-huh.
I love doing
Excellent.
Yoga. But it's not a passion. I like doing yoga.
Why is it a passion?
I don't know.
Why are you judging it as not a passion?
Maybe
what do you
I think
a passion is?
Something that you can, that you lose yourself in,
mm-hmm.
and time loses its meaning.
Mm-hmm. What about your online community?
Yeah, that's a passion.
So you found a passion.
Excellent. But that doesn't make any money.
Your passion does not need to make money.
Yeah.
You're not here to make money in your passion.
And what's the difference then between your passion and a talent?
Well, you are talented in your passion.
Okay.
You have to agree with that.
Yeah.
You have a certain way of talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
You have a certain way of accepting them as they are. They feel a certain way after talking to you. You are a certain example to them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so by saying a passion is not a passion, all you're doing is resisting it. By saying it, the passion needs to make money, all you're doing is resisting the journey that you're on now. Because the thing that you're interested in can morph and can change and can allow you to change and can allow you to explore everything you came here to explore in this reality, in this lifetime. And so just play with whatever you're interested in. It doesn't matter. You could be playing with cats. You could be playing with volunteering. You could be playing with your online community. You could be playing with how you interact with your coworkers. You could be playing with the idea of maintaining alignment when 6 months ago you couldn't have maintained alignment in that situation. You can experiment. You can be whoever you want to be. But when you say, this should be different than it is, it's simply resistance to what is. You have this life that you created, and from your perspective, you think it could be better if it was different. And from our perspective, we can't imagine anything better than what you've created. You have everything you need to discover everything you want to discover in this reality. You have set your life up so perfectly that the literally 99.9999% of the population of Earth and its history would kill to spend a day in your life. We're not kidding. That's how good a creator you are. And the only thing is, from the inside, you, looking at the outside of your life, you say, I should be different here. This should be different here. I should feel different here. If this would happen, I would feel better. And we say, pay attention to what is actually happening in your life. You actually have a mother to look after. You actually have an online community to have fun with. You actually have a place where you can contribute to the welfare of animals. You actually have a job that you can go to interact with other people. You actually have a talent of translating that very few people in your country have. You are literally one of the finest translators of all those alive in your country. Who else do you know besides your colleague
who can
translate as well as you? Right?
I don't know.
Nobody else. You have highly intelligent lawyers who have gone to years and years of education who cannot read English the way you can. Have no idea. Who can't speak English the way you can. Have no idea. Your talent is rare. Being able to be proficient in two or more languages is something that a very small minority of humans can do. And so we say you're one of the most talented people we've ever met.
Okay, thank you.
And can you see the difference between our perspective and your perspective?
Yes.
Our perspective is incredibly high. And your perspective just happens to be limited by limiting beliefs. All to those limiting beliefs, and your world changes. We have talked to you in a way that you can talk to yourself. We have said, everything that you have created is perfect for you to explore reality as you intended. And you are living the exact life that you intended. You are incredibly talented and have many passions. And you can feel free having fun and enjoying them. And you can look at yourself from the same perspective we do. And when you do that, you'll get into alignment. And when you choose to criticize any aspect of your life, you'll fall out of alignment. So that's your choice. You're in and out of alignment, and you can bring yourself into alignment anytime.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you for being a wonderful example of alignment. Excellent. Would someone else like to talk?
I would, Joshua.
Excellent, Isabel.
So I was wondering if you can help me. I'm going through a lot of changes right now, which...
You change a billion times a second.
Exactly. I've also made some decisions around my life. And I find myself struggling a little bit because a lot of people want to know the how. And it's a reflection for me because I also want to know the how. And I can't see the how yet. And I know that. Like, I know that it will all work out. It always does. But I find myself getting really irritated, and I just want to...
Yeah. So you find yourself out of alignment and receiving urges to fix problems that from a higher perspective don't exist. They don't exist as problems. You are breathing air. You're drinking water. You're eating food. Your body is functioning perfectly. The trillions of cells in your body have no idea that you're making a change other than they're changing, right? Yeah. They're coming and going. You're moving, you're walking, you're going to your job, you're doing all the things, you're talking to your friends on the phone. Nothing is changing, right? Nothing is changing. Everything is fine in this moment. In this moment, everything is fine. You're changing billions of times a second in this moment. You're changing from this moment to the next moment. Right now, though, everything is fine. You only thing that you want, the only thing you want is to know how it's all going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to know?
It's going to turn out fine.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
It's going to be fine.
Right? So it's going to turn out in, let's say, a year. A year from now, you'll be in a different place than you are now.
Yeah.
And you'll look back and you'll say, oh, yeah, everything turned out fine. Except that I experienced resistance here, 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 here. Had I known it was going to turn out fine, that resistance would have been lessened here, 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 here. Mm-hmm. In fact, if I could do it over again, if you go back to when you broke up with the first person you ever dated, mm-hmm. and know what you know now, would you cry? Would you be upset at all? No, no one would. Because from a higher perspective, there's no fear there. But in the moment, there was fear.
Yes.
Right? And so 10 years from now, there's not going to be any fear around this time in your life.
Yeah.
So the fear is what you're making up, right? You're making up. Now, mm-hmm. and you say, if only I knew what was going to happen, then I wouldn't have to feel fear. And we say, if only you wouldn't feel fear, you'll know what to do.
Right. Yeah.
If you feel fear, you're going to elicit a level of confusion. If you feel good and aligned and have faith that's going to work out and adopt a state of curiosity,
yeah,
you're going to be inspired to do what you need to do when you need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to fall into place. You just can't see how because you're not a vibrational match to the version of you that's going to be ready for the thing when it manifests into your reality. Otherwise, it would be in your reality right now, right? If you know exactly what was going to happen, it would be happening right now. But you're not a vibrational match to what's going to happen because you have to go through that process. You have to wake up tomorrow, have those events, wake up the next day, have those events, have that change you, work, work, work. Move, shape, move, get new beliefs, adjust your beliefs, understand, right? 4 years ago, you weren't a vibrational match to who you are now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see all the stuff that you've done in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Had you known what you were going to do 4 years ago, you wouldn't have wanted to do it because you wouldn't be a vibrational match to it.
I agree. And what's causing me that kicks me out of alignment, people are like, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you doing? And it's just like, I'm going to figure it out.
They want to know what's happening too. They're not different than you.
Yeah.
They have a fear. They have mm-hmm. a concern. They want to know what's going to happen just like you do. They have no one to ask, just like you have no one to ask. And so they ask you.
Yeah.
Right? And you say I don't know, but it's going to work out. I don't know,
yeah.
It's going to work out. Don't worry, it'll be fine. Don't worry. We're going to make this change in love. We're not going to make this change in fear, because in fear, it's just going to be harder. So we're going to make this change in love. And in love, you'll be inspired to do what you need to do. And in fear, you're going to get upset, make people mm-hmm. wrong. Do things that aren't your best interest. Try to change the conditions. You know that. So have faith. Have faith. It'll all work out. It always does. It always will. In love, it always works out. In fear, you're just going to punch holes in walls and hurt your hand. And the hand will get better. It'll get stronger. But you don't have to go through that. That's not what you prefer. You prefer to move forward in love and to be in love. And to accept everything and accept everyone else's fear. And to say to yourself, not to them, it's okay if they feel fear. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if I feel fear. That's fine. I'm not going to change them. I'll maybe give them a few words to ease their fear. I'm mm-hmm. going to pretend that I really care. this life or death matter, because they'll want to see that you really care. But in reality, if you could adopt Arnaud's mantra, you could not care less. Because, see, if you cared, then you're going to feel fear when things don't turn out the way you think they should.
Right.
If you cared, if you say to yourself, I don't care. Whatever. I don't care. I don't care. I'm satisfied that I am attracting what I need to explore reality as I intend to explore it. I'm satisfied this can work out. I'm satisfied that things are going to come along at the right time. And you'll notice that they will.
Yes.
Now, we're not saying lay down. We're saying don't care. Just do what you need to do, like Arnaud did.
Okay.
He didn't just stay home and not do anything. He did what he needed to do. And he maintained his alignment overall. So we say, relax, be at ease, be calm, and maintain your alignment.
I think that would be the perfect ending to the podcast.
Excellent. Well, with that, we have come to a perfect ending. Thank you, Isabel. Thank you all for being here. It's been a joy, as always. And we can't wait to talk to you more. And if you ever want to write a question so that it isn't for everyone else to see, please do so, and we will be happy to answer. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.